WNCW presents this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week. My name is Paul Foster. Our topic this week is the annual Taste of Charlotte Festival, and representing that event and joining me this morning is Carrie Griffin. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hope you're doing well.
Doing real good. You guys say let's meet, eat, drink, play, and even race if you'd like. The dates are June 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think it's 11 until 11 Friday and Saturday, 11 until 6 on Sunday. First of all, let's go back and talk a little bit about the history. This event now, it stands out there as big as any big city across the United States when it comes to food and tasting festivals, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. This is actually going to be the 21st year of the Taste of Charlotte Festival. And it was started 21 years ago by two brothers who thought that Charlotte could use a nice big food festival. And it has definitely grown to be the biggest one in the area.
And you told me before we got started on the air today that you've been involved with helping now in your role for what, some 14 years?
Yeah, 14 years. I started when I was 2 years old.
Let's talk about, and I believe they've been your overall main sponsor before, but who is going to be your main sponsor for this 2019 edition?
Yeah, for the second year this year, we have Food Lion that's going to be on site. They're going to have a produce stand set up at Trade Tryon, which is nice to get a little fresh food with all the other restaurant samples that are cooked in the area. And then we also have Shipt for our kids area sponsor. And they've been with us for a few years as well, and they are a grocery store delivery service.
And that's becoming certainly a more popular thing in this day and time. All right, how does Taste of Charlotte work for visitors? I understand admission is free, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So Taste of Charlotte goes 6 blocks in the middle of Uptown Charlotte along Tryon Street. And you can enter at any of the points. It is, like you said, free admission. And when you get to the festival, you're going to go to one of our coin booths. We have 6 coin booths, one on each block, and you're going to purchase some coins. And you can get a large cup for $20, which will give you 15 coins, or a small cup, which will give you 7 coins for $10. You can also, at our coin booth, you can purchase a kid's wristband. The coins are good for food, beverage, beer, wine, you know, the restaurant samples and the kids' activities. But if you really want your kids to have a good time, just get them the wristband and they can do unlimited activities. And that wristband is $20 on Friday and Saturday. And the kids' activity wristband on Sunday, Family Fun Day, is just $15. And we have 15 different kids' activities that they can do.
How many restaurants are participating this year and cover some of the many varieties of food that someone could expect?
Sure. Yeah, we have 34 restaurants that are participating this year, and all those restaurants choose 3 menu items from their menu that they want to sell samples of at the festival. And those restaurant samples will be anywhere from 1 up to 4 coins. So when you're purchasing your coins, just keep that in mind. But yeah, we have the basics. You know, we have the hot dogs, the brats, the quesadillas, and the pizza. And then we also have some exotic things like chicken shawarma. We have Indian food. We have a lot of different ethnicities of food and good variety for everyone's palate.
You're listening to the Friday Feature from WNCW. We're talking with Carrie Griffin about this year's upcoming Taste of Charlotte Festival, June 7th through the 9th. Carrie, there will be the Best of the Taste Awards, correct?
Yeah, Best of the Taste Awards. We have judges come through on Friday afternoon. Hopefully you'll be joining us again this year as one of our judges. And on Friday, they go around to the restaurants with their judging badges on, and they taste as many of the almost 100 samples that they can possibly taste. And they vote for best overall, best appetizer, best dessert, most unique item. We even have a category now for the healthiest item. And they turn in their results. And on Friday, June 7th, on our main stage at Trade and Tryon, we have our Best of the Taste Awards that are presented to the restaurants.
Yeah, Carrie, you mentioned that WNCW and myself is going to be honored to participate again this year. We will be there on that Friday, June the 7th, myself and a colleague. And I can tell you from being there a couple of years ago, man, what an experience it was. And that was some delicious food from all over the place. So I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
hey, if it's couples or families, what else besides the food will be a part of the festivities?
So for families, we definitely have a lot of entertainment. We have street performers, acrobats, we have magicians in the street. So just, you know, as you're walking along, getting samples and stop and see some shows. We also have 4 stages. So we have our main stage at Trade and Tryon, and we have bands throughout the weekend there. On Friday night, we have a 10-piece band called Coming Up Brass, and on Saturday night, we have a kind of an 80s, 90s band called Sonic Rewind that'll be performing. And then we also have a large community stage. So we found that there's a lot of groups in Charlotte that want to showcase their talent. So we have dance groups and cheer groups and acrobats and karate demos. We have that stuff going on our community stage, which is located at Levine Avenue. And then we have two smaller stages. We have a stage in our tavern where this year, for the first time, something new we're going to be doing is having dueling pianos. So in the late afternoon going into the night on Friday and Saturday, we'll have dueling pianos in the tavern. And then we also have our wine cellars. We have another stage in there. And that's for acoustic kind of jazz music that will be featured.
Dueling pianos. I've heard of dueling banjos before, so this ought to be interesting. Some fun live music, to say the least. Hey, let's mention right quick also before we wrap up, is there still time for anybody to be a participant of that Race to the Taste 5K by chance?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to racetothetaste5k.com, you can still register for the 5K. The prices do increase the closer that we get to the festival, but you could even show up the morning of and decide that you want to run in the 5K. Another element to the 5K, if you're not sure that you want to do that full 5K, you can do what we have called the Cupcake Run Walk, because it is something that you can do less than a mile, and it's something that you can, you know, do with friends, do with kids. We have a lot of parents with strollers. And along that short little 1 mile walk or run, you get 4 miniature cupcakes from 4 local bakeries.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. If someone wanted to learn more information, how could they get in touch with you folks?
Yeah, definitely our website, tasteofcharlotte.com. But even better, too, for constant updates is our Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook and just search Taste of Charlotte Festival, you can follow us, and then you'll get, up to the date, updates, what sponsors are doing, and even the weekend of, we updated a lot to let you know things that are going on.
It is going to be a delicious time, to say the least. This year's Taste of Charlotte, June 7th through the 9th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte. Carrie Griffin, thank you for all the details.
Thank you.
The Friday feature from WNCW, also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul.